When your job is threatened, it makes you pay attention to who's on your side. Remember when Dan Rivers shut down one of its plants and moved all those jobs to Mexico? Folks here in Danville took notice.
Summer vacation's over and our kids are headed back to school, trading stories, catching up on the news. But they're not the only ones full of anticipation. The drug pushers who prey on them are also back to school.
David Menge also opposes those attempts to raid Social Security. It's got to be there for the future.
Which Democrat does George Bush fear the most? In a private meeting, George Bush told the Prime Minister of Australia who he thinks is the toughest Democrat to beat.
Maybe you support marriage rights for gay and lesbian couples. Maybe you don't. But we can all agree that it's wrong to use our Constitution to deny rights to anyone.
I'm on a government board whose meetings usually last less than an hour and a half, but I fly up the day before each meeting and fly home the day after.
If it's one thing that makes me sick, it's a hypocrite. Like Steve McDaniel. He criticizes Sandra Silverstein for having the courage to raise funds to keep our schools open.
So here's to the crazy ones. The misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.